Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Before we start the shiur, I just want to make a correction and a note of something important. Until this Masechta, the Mahadura of Oiz V'Hador and the Mahadura that the art school is using are the same. So we use the Oiz V'Hador, which that's the one that has the newer editions, has the printed Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Pirush on it, and it's the same one as the Oiz V'Hador. But now, in Pesachas Yumo, specifically this Masechta, the version of the Gemara that the art school is using is not the Oiz V'Hador that is available now in the stores. It seems like Oiz V'Hador themselves had two different versions, and the art school is using one of them. I just found out of this discrepancy by my good friend, Rabbi Yosef Lowinger. This doesn't make a big difference for the first three shiurim, which were basically very similar to three dapim. But going forward, we're going to be using the art school version, which that's the version most people use, and all Daf uses in others. So though we're using the Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we're now using the version that has Reb Chaim Kanievsky printed on the Daf. We're using a different Mahadura. Keep that in mind if you're following up with the Oiz V'Hador edition, that we're going to be a little bit behind. According to the Oiz V'Hador edition, the amount of Dapim in this Masechta is 52. The art school Oiz V'Hador edition, the number of Dapim in the Masechta is 57. Shir is sponsored as a Karas HaTov HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yumo Daf Dalid in the Art School Oiz V'Hador edition, Perek Rishon Milah V'Halacha Aleph, we're starting in the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninan, we learned over there, Eilu Moishchim Ve'eilu Minichim Ve'tifcho Shelzeh Betzatifcho Shelzeh. We're referring to Lechem HaPonim. Lechem aponim, there's a din, tomit, it has to be always there on the shulchan. So how do you make sure the lechem atomit was always going to be there? Because when you put the bread on one hand, the kohanim remove the bread on the other hand, meaning the other side of the shulchan. From one side of the shulchan, they're inserting bread, while on the other side, they're removing the bread. So the whole time, there's bread on the shulchan. Tafchoi means the tefach. The tefach of one lechem goes out, the tefach of the other lechem goes in. Shinemar lefonei tamit, that's what it means, tamit. Segwa mastisa de Rameir. That is the shita of Rameir. Says the Gemara, according to the Gersa of Rab Chaim, Omer b'yechanon, moi de Rameir shim pirkus eishon b'shachis, v'sidu te'chadosho ben arbaim, avzu hoysa tamit. Says the b'yechanon, no, Rameir doesn't require that the lechem will be tamit on the mizbeach every single moment. Even if the bread was there in the morning, and then was put a new bread in the evening, that's also tamit. That day the bread was there. Meaning, even though Rameir requires it to be instantly, but that's only chatchila, but the evidence will be fine. Rabbi Yosi Omer, af elu noitlim ve'elu manichim, af zu hoy sotomit. Rabbi Yosi argues with Rameir and says, you don't have to have an instant placement of the new bread. Even if it was done, the one was in the morning, one was in the evening, lechatchila, that's considered to be tomit. Now the Gemara goes and connects this to our sugya. So says the Gemara, we're going to use the gears of Rab Chaim, Omer Ruchia bar Yosef, Mi yeshivas Aaron ubonov lomad Rabbi Yosi. Where did Rabbi Yosi get the idea that tomi doesn't mean constant the whole time? He says mi yeshivas Aaron ubonov lomad Rabbi Yosi. He learns it from the miluim. What happened in the miluim? Kamoi the tamei mi yeshivas Aaron ubonov tzich shim sor yoyim lelaylo velaylo leyoyim. Meaning in the miluim it says that teishu yoyim am velaylo. They have to sit day and night. What does it mean? Not the whole day and the whole night, Aaron Avonov has to sit there. Because we know they dismantled the Oyel Moed. So it's not mamish the whole time. So what does it mean? So the way he understands it is, he has to be in the end of the day, beginning of the night, and the end of the night, beginning of the day. V'ha'ocho also by lechem aponim, tzorch shim so yom lelayla v'layla yom. So it's by lechem aponim, that's what you have to do. It doesn't have to be there the entire day. But as long as you have bread in the beginning of the day and the end of the day, you're good. Continues the Gemara, using again Gius of Rab Chaim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mekevan Shemosa Yoim Lelailo Dayoi. I don't have to have at the end of the night, beginning of the day, only at the end of the day, beginning of the night. So, meaning regarding Lechem Aponim, as long as I have bread in the end of the day, so then I don't care that the beginning of the day I did not have bread. Continues the Gemara, continuing to use Rab Chaim's Gius. Ma Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishivas Aaron Uvanov. Because the Rebbe spoke about lechem aponim that it has to be at the end of the day, beginning of the night. What about the miluim? What does he hold there? Says the Gemara, מה אין תמון שכתוב בתומית, בלכו מפולין, that says the word תומית. את אומר, כמעט שמוסר יום ללילה דיוי. You said going from day to night is enough. כאן שאין כסוב בתומית לכל שכן. By מילואים, it doesn't say תומית. So of course, going from day to night is enough. So זה ממש כחון. אומר, על דייתי דרבי יוחנן, הוי הרשום שבע עמידויס ושיש הפירוקים. That's the gear Reb Chaim is using, even though there's other gear source. We're going to stick to Reb Chaim's gear source. So the according to Rabbi Yochanan, I just have to have the time that the Aaron Uvonim have to be in Yemei Miluim is end of the day, beginning of the night. Now the Gemara understands when Aaron Uvonim have to sit there, you have to build the Mishkan in order for them to sit there. You can't just have a Mishkan built from before; it has to be dismantled and rebuilt for the Aaron Uvonim to be there. Every time the Yeshivas Aaron Uvonim needs to be a new building of the Mishkan. So you may have the first day that they're sitting at the end of the day, there's no need to dismantle the Mishkan. The building is there, and that's the first day they're sitting. But the next day that they're sitting, you have to make sure to be mefarik the Mishkan, to dismantle the Mishkan, and rebuild it for the next sitting. And that's what you have to do again, third day, fourth day, fifth day, until you get to the seventh day. So in total, I have to build the Mishkan seven times, and I have to dismantle it six times at least. Before every yeshiva, you have to dismantle the Mishkan. Al daite de b'chir bar Yosef, but according to b'chir bar Yosef, that they have to sit beginning of the day and beginning of the night, and every time they sit, you have to make sure that the Mishkan is going to be rebuilt. As the Asher Habosah Midos v'Shloishasa Pirukim, I mean, there's 14 times they have to sit in front of the Mishkan, in the beginning of the day and beginning of the night for all 7 days. That's 14, and before each one, you have to dismantle the Mishkan. So the first time, for the first time, you have to dismantle it because the Piruk is only to stop from the first to the second. But the first one, you can use the Mishkan from the beginning of the day. But once they sat once, now before they sit again, you must dismantle the Mishkan, you have to do Piruk of the Mishkan. So therefore, there was 14 yeshivas and 13 Pirukim in the middle. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, Tani, Kol Shiva Simei Amiluim, Haya Moishe, Moishech, Asa Mishkan, Umeamidoi, Umefarkoi. Every day in the Amiluim, Moishe Rabbeinu put oil on the Mishkan, anointed with oil, and he built the Mishkan and dismantled the Mishkan. V'soyder all of his avoidus, and he made all the avoidus that needs to be done during the Yemei Amiluim. Over Yom HaShmini, he made the Veloipiker. The eighth day, he built the Mishkan, but there's no dismantling of the Mishkan. Also on the eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mishkan, put oil on it, and dismantled it. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu had to build a Mishkan before the eighth day in order to do Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is to take out the dirt for the Mizbeach. You have to build a Mishkan to take out the dirt. So that was done still a night before dawn. According to the Madama, they had to dismantle, rebuild it eight day. So according to that, the building that you did during the night is not considered to be building. That's when the eight day came, he has to dismantle the Mishkan and rebuild it to have a binyan during the day, not during the night. So says the Gemara, according to this, Ashkechan Oma, Al-Daita Rabbi Yochanan, Kabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, if you put Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah together, Hashar Abarsa Midos V'Shloshasa Perukim. Because Rabbi Yochanan, we said before, needs to have seven Amodos and six Perukim. But now we're saying that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, building in the night is not good enough, and you must build a Mishkan to take Trumas Hadeshen. So every single day they build the Mishkan in the night to take Trumas Hadeshen, but they have to then rebuild it again every day for the day. It has to be a Kum of the day. So in total you have 14 times they build a Mishkan, and 13 times they have to dismantle it to rebuild it again. Meaning we're adding on before another 7 Hakamas and Pirukim because of the building of the night is not good enough. Al daite de b'chir b'Rabbi Yosef, k'Rabbi Yosef b'Yudah, if you put your b'chir b'Rabbi Yosef like Yosef b'Yudah, so b'chir b'Rabbi Yosef till now he said he needs to do 14 times building the Mishkan. But now you're adding 7 more because the building of the night is not good for the day. So Yimele HaYoshem Yisrim V'Achas Amidois V'Esrim Pirukim. So now you have to have 21 buildings of the Mishkan. 7 between night and day, 7 between day and night, and another 7, once he did it in the night, it's not good enough for Trumas Hadeshen, he has to do it again during the day for the avoid of the Mishkan. So in total you have 21, and in between you have 20 Perukim, 20 times dismantling the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Minayin LePerukim. How do you know you have to dismantle the Mishkan every day? How do you know you have to rebuild it? He finished to building the Mishkan. He didn't build it once, he built it several times. And he finished building. So you see there's several buildings of the Mishkan. Like he did in this day, that was the order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the same way he did in the first day of the Miluim of building the Mishkan, that was the order to do every single day of the Miluim. So the Gemara of Elohim for Taniso, didn't we already bring a Pasuk? Why do you need a second Pasuk? So the Gemara, no. Chada B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chada B'Shem Shir Melokish. It's two different Pasukim. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from one Pasuk. Mishlokish learns from another Pasuk. They both disagree with each other. They don't, which Pasuk do you use? It's not that we have two Pasukim. We have only one Pasuk. The question is, which one teaches us that you have a din of to dismantle or rebuild the Mishkan every single day of the Miluim? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Daf Dalet.